Welcome to the Friday, March the 15th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 30th episode of the 23-24 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work that we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Kayla Crane Tinsley at Maplewood Elementary School. Congratulations, Kayla. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. Congratulations to our Ben Davis boys basketball team winning their regional championship this past weekend. We're going to talk a little bit more about their spring break coming up. They've got some exciting opportunities over spring break, and we're all going to root them on. Our school board had the opportunity to visit Wayne Preparatory Academy and Achieve Virtual Education Academy. It was absolutely wonderful to hear what they are doing to meet the graduation pathways for our students, and the board got to learn a little bit more about artificial intelligence through Conmigo. Also on Thursday, yesterday, we held signing ceremonies for our student teachers who signed on for the 2024-2025 school year. This year, we had a record number of student teachers in the MSD of Wayne Township, and we are very excited to welcome approximately 30 of those individuals onto our staff for the 24-25 school year. Congratulations to all of them as they get ready to enjoy their spring break with a contract for next school year. We also kicked off our kindergarten registration, hard to believe, but yes, we are registering kindergartners for the 24-25 school year. Even though we do have designated days, just want to remind everyone that we are taking registration every day if parents want to stop on in. We will also have some additional evening opportunities for kindergarten registration coming up this spring. And we're continuing to celebrate Women's History Month. It's a great segue for us to be talking about kindergarten because our guest today happens to be one of the individuals, actually the primary individual, on why kindergarten is in the MSD of Wayne Township. I'm excited to welcome today's guest, very important part of women's history and the MSD of Wayne Township and Wayne Township. Welcome to Mrs. Phyllis Lewis. Welcome, Mrs. Lewis.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about a few things, and it's so hard to keep it to 10 minutes because you have such an amazing history here in the district, and was just talking to one of our newest employees, our new director of Area 31 Career and Technical Center, Brittany Clore, about some of our history because next year we celebrate the 60th year of Ben Davis High School on the corner of 10th and Girls School. Hard to believe that it's been there for 60 years, but you were part of the district at that time. And actually, as that property was going on with Dr. Baldwin as superintendent, you were working with a group here in Wayne Township to bring kindergarten education in 1967. Holy cow. So 1967-68, you brought kindergarten to the MSD of Wayne Township. Can you talk a little bit about how important that was and what your motivation was for that?
Well, actually, I was enrolled in a research program at Butler University, Dr. Bess, who wrote the text. And I had finished my bachelor's. And then I thought, I need to go back, and I wanted to go back. And so I was enrolled in a class, and I needed a project. Now, that's one part of it. But the other part was I had a son, and when it was time, I have two sons. I love them both. My older son was in ready for kindergarten. He went to the Lutheran school, and the Lutheran school was located at Lyndhurst and Rockville Road. And there's still a building there.
Yeah.
And the church was not at that site. And I thought he had a good program, but I thought, you know, he can walk across the field and go to Westlake. and why don't we have kindergarten?
Yeah.
As I was pursuing my master's, I knew that I wanted to have it in early childhood or pediatrics. And so those two things just came together. So when I was assigned a project, I found that there was another mother from Wayne Township in the class at Butler, and her children had gone to Chapelwood.
Okay.
So we decided, both of us wanted preschool or kindergarten. So we actually started out just talking about it, and I said, but there's no data, and this will fit in with our class. So I didn't do it for the class. I did it really for the children, but I thought, this is amazing. Two things that are important, and this is the way we can do it. So we visited every program that was in place.
In Wayne Township.
In Wayne Township. Okay. Most of them were in churches.
Sure.
And we did have some in actual homes. And we asked if we could come and visit. And at the end it became, oh, I know why you're here.
Were we one of the first school districts to take on kindergarten?
We were really.
In the area.
Yeah.
And
I think people were happy with Lutheran School because it was truly an accredited school.
Mm.
So that was one of the questions we asked.
Yeah.
Are you accredited?
And
then trying to explain what that meant. How many staff do you have? I still have the study.
So there were guidelines back then, too.
Yes, and then how much do you charge?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have transportation? What are the hours? And just had about 20 questions. Some of them were not very happy with us interviewing. And wrote a report for the school board and then also for the class. And presented it, and talking about being nervous, you know, going before the school board and presenting. And then Dr. Harmon Baldwin asked questions.
Sure.
Then, and so we said, well, we've included teachers because we had to have information for first grade teachers. So Muriel Sayre from Westlake and Jeannie McQueen from Chapelwood joined us in helping us put the project together.
Wow.
And then in 1968, that's when we started kindergarten. We even looked at space because we thought, they're going to ask, where do we put it? So we went around to empty places and churches and said, would you be, if this happens, would you be willing to rent like two rooms? How much would you charge? So we already had that taken care of.
So it's interesting. You talk about the partnership between the school district and churches. Back in 1967, 68, when kindergarten was starting here, we just had a partnership with a church during the pandemic to rent space again. So the relationship between the school district and churches is long, has been around for a long time here in Wayne Township and continues to be a strong relationship. Soon after that, you became a board member.
I did. And
ended up serving as one of the longest serving board members in the state of Indiana, 52 and a half years, because we changed when school board members get elected and take office. So extra half a year in there. When you think about your time on the board, because you just mentioned how nervous you were to present to the board and then you became a board member, what are some of the things that you're most proud of that happened during those 52 years while you served on the board?
Well, first, just being elected. I was not selected by a screening committee. And I just couldn't believe, not that I was the best applicant, there were some wonderful people that wanted to be. But I thought, oh my goodness, I just think I'm ready to do this, although I didn't know a lot about it. And so I cried for several days. And the minister of the church I was attending then knocked on the door one day, and right after this, and he said, are you going to be sniveling for weeks over this. Do you really want to do this? I said, yes. He said, well, you're not showing it. Mm. And I thought, oh, thank you, thank you. And so I put a committee together, Mothers for Better Schools. And we talked a lot. We tried not to compare what might be, but we kept broad statements. And I still have the cards and the brochures we distributed. Well, then we thought, who's going to meet with us? I found two other mothers who were interested in serving. So that's why we came up. Because the gentleman that we were opposing, it had to be that we were females, but we thought Mothers for Better Schools. And had a wonderful committee, oh my goodness. And we had a lot of trailer businesses where they house trailers mm-hmm. being sold. Mm-hmm. And then we had several areas where they were in place. So we asked if we could have a trailer to interview people and also be a part of the campaign. So we chose three sites, one in the south, in the middle, and then the north part of the school district. And we went there and we had coffee. And then we answered questions that they might mm-hmm. have. And so we learned a lot by doing that, honestly.
A question that I don't think I know that I've not asked you. Were you the first woman on the school board?
Mrs. Evelyn Abbott okay. had been appointed on the original.
Okay.
And the original board had five members. And then the school district was divided into sections. So you actually had to live in the section okay. you were representing.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What people may not know is while you served on the school board, you also worked, because school board members have other jobs. You worked in the healthcare industry and then had a significant role at the Department of Education for quite a while. Tell people a little bit more about what you did at the department.
I have been so fortunate in my life. I've said a lot of yeses. And in so doing, it really helped me grow to learn and to serve others. I never wanted to be anything but a nurse. Upon graduating from a diploma program, I also had 12 credits from a university, which really helped me. Hmm. And after graduating one day, the director asked to meet with me and told me she wanted me to be a clinical instructor. And I said, but I haven't passed the boards yet. And she said, Miss Gilbert, do you think I do not know that? And then I wanted to crawl under the table. But that was a wonderful. So I taught clinically. And then the classroom nurse that was to really be in charge of that subject didn't appear until December. And this was in September, so I started teaching in class, too. Mm. I almost lived at the hospital during that time, trying to prepare things. Well, in 1978, I was asked as a parent, to be on a committee at the Indiana Department of Education. They were looking at school food and nutrition. And I don't know if you remember, but there were food fights in schools at that time.
I might have participated in one.
And so a committee had been formed, and I was asked to join. And, of course, having children in school helped because mm-hmm. I knew a little bit about that. And we gave our report. And then about 2 months later, I got a call from the deputy superintendent, and he said, Mrs. Lewis, we'd like to offer you a position at the Department of Education. And I said, that's wonderful. What is it? And, well, as you probably know, the law to educate special education students is being implemented, and we'd like you to join the staff in special education.
Wow.
Right. And so I interviewed, and I was accepted. And originally then they said, well, we want you to work in student services where the counselors and psychologists are, and then work in special ed. But the funding was only for special education. Mm-hmm. So I worked 20 hours a week. Actually, I work 40. When you have part-time positions, there are additional things that you find to do.
Well, I think one of the things, and you mentioned that you only wanted to be a nurse, and what many people probably don't know is the impact that you've had on the school district as well in nursing. You're the reason that we have a registered nurse in every one of our schools, and not many districts can say that, but that was something that as a board member I know was very important to you and that you continue to stress, and it's the reason that we have the healthcare available to our students that we do each and every day in our schools, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome. So I worked at the Department of Ed until 2012, so those are a lot of years, different superintendents. Also, I learned a lot about governance from the perspective of federal and state finances. I worked with parents mostly when I was in special education and worked particularly, I found, in the educational system at that time, special education students were not given art, music, physical education, and health education. And so I worked very much in those categories. Mm-hmm. And actually had some parents who started a very special arts committee. And we had all kinds of art. They could decide what they wanted to do in art by helping them. And then adaptive physical education. And we also included swimming at that time to make sure. So people who came to that workshop had to bring their bathing suit. And I work with schools who had pools, of course, and it was, oh my goodness, it was such a learning curve, but I felt really going home each evening, another child was helped.
Yes, amazing. Well, I'm going to gush on you here for a minute, and I know I'm not going to cover all of them, but you have received so many awards and recognitions for your work. Just to name a few, you were awarded the key to the city of Indianapolis by Mayor Hudnut. I actually had a chance to meet his nephew. I was in a program, Yale. I was with his nephew from California. So it was just an interesting connection there. But key to the city by Mayor Hudnut, the Maynard Hine Medal, which is the highest alumni award given on the IUPUI campus, now IU Indianapolis. The IU Alumni Association's President's Award, which you were also recognized as one of the top 100 alumni legacy leaders during the 100th anniversary celebration for IU School of Nursing. You're a recipient of the Indiana State Nurses Distinguished Service Award and the Sagamore of the Wabash, highest award in the state of Indiana that you can get bestowed by a governor. Which governor gave you that?
Pence.
Governor Pence for the Sagamore of the Wabash. And just so many other things, and I want to keep going because you are a proud life member of the IU Alumni Association. You continue to volunteer and have been a dedicated volunteer to serve as president of the School of Nursing Alumni Association and a member of the IUPUI Alumni Leaders Award Selection Committee. You represented the School of Nursing on the IU Alumni Association's Executive Council and most recently on the Board of Managers. So many things. And you just continue to be so involved. in those. One of those, one of the things that you have also done since you've left the school board is to become an advocate for our community, for the West Side and for Wayne Township. What are you currently working on with some of that advocacy work that you're doing here in Wayne Township?
I'm going to start with the Area 31 program first, because fortunately I've continued to serve on the health science committee that they have, and I enjoy that so much. I just had a meeting this week with two faculty members, and that's a wonderful program.
Yeah.
Everybody should have the opportunity to come to Area 31. And in talking to the staff also, we have large numbers, and some students aren't going to be able to enroll at this point.
We were just talking about that at meeting yesterday, so I'm excited to hopefully take that barrier away.
Well, I said, you know, we used to have evening school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all I said at the meeting.
Yep.
Well, I said other things, but I didn't say that we were going to have evening school. So if you hear that, I didn't say that.
No, we've been in conversations. You know, our new partner, Hendricks Regional Health, is very interested in expanding some programs into Hendricks County, similar to what we currently have with IU hospitals. And so I think specifically in the healthcare side of what we offered Area 31, there's some definite opportunities with our new partner, HRH.
And then I'm interested in early college, and I've been to Vincennes several times and talked to the faculty. And actually, I just left a position at IUPUI. I was employed there from 2013 to 2021 and worked in the health and human science department. So I've been really fortunate to, you know, have all of those things, I am so grateful when people employ me or ask me to help, and usually I say yes, because two things, I have two goals almost every year, some more specific, but two overarching: find joy mm-hmm. every day and learn something new. Mm-hmm. And so all of the kinds of things that I'm involved in, and then serving people. This is a wonderful community that I live in, and I'm grateful that they supported me all those years and voted for me and still want me to assist. So I'm also involved in a group of, I hate to call them things, but they're as a result of this committee, and it's called committee that will connect with this group. So it's the Connected Community Program, and it's one that was already funded and put in place, and then I was identified as a connector, and so they asked me to join. It had been in place about a year. Surveys were taken to find out what are the assets of our community, mm-hmm. what are the parts that might need some assistance, and then interviews and also written surveys. Education came out at the top.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yes, I know.
we like to be valued.
and then when we started looking at that, we found that English as a new language, I know there are acronyms.
I think today we're calling them multilingual learners. Yes, there's ELL, ESL, all of the things, but currently we're calling them multilingual learners.
Oh, thank you,
yeah.
Because I was sure that there was another name by now.
That's the newest version.
Well, we are starting that program in August and helping people who are new to the community mm-hmm. to learn English. It's going to be real exciting. And that's one thing, and
that's going to be a Chapel Rock Church, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's
corner of 21st and Girls School, great partner of ours. Westside Community Development Corporation has been extremely involved in trying to be a convener here on the West Side, especially with our neighborhood groups. And I know is active in that work as well at Chapel Rock Christian right. Church.
Well, livable community is yeah. is one of our goals. And I became interested in that because I found out that our eviction rate, Wayne Township, this is about, 33 square miles? Mm-hmm. 5,980 people were evicted from their home last year.
Wow.
And it impacts health, mm-hmm. it impacts education, it impacts safety, it impacts our well-being. And I have been going to court, and I've joined multiple committees to find it out, what is it that you do? Because people need money mm-hmm. to find a place to live. Mm-hmm. And apartments that I checked about costs were ranging from about $700 to $1,250 a month. So you have to have a salary
yep.
that lets you pay that amount. However, I'm very optimistic. I've been visiting programs not only that are at the state level, but local, and find out what is it that you're actually doing. Because you can say we're in advocacy, but what does that mean mm-hmm. then? Mm-hmm. So there's a group that works in churches. There's a group that works with the legislature. And my concern is they have 5 days to remove from where they're living. And I try to think about that. Mm-hmm. What would I do first? We also have found through our neighborhood association that a lot of the calls to 911 are from people who've been evicted. Mm. There are, as you know, the 211 mm-hmm. number mm-hmm. for help that you can call. And then more recently, suicide, 988. But we were told at our neighborhood meeting that a lot of the calls now, even to 911, are from people who want someplace to go and sure. money to pay the rent. If you're evicted, it's also a record mm-hmm. from the court. And that's one of the questions that is usually asked on an application when you go to move.
Right.
I'm still trying to find assistance and how we can, where do you start?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, you are a busy lady. We appreciate you giving us just a few minutes of your time today to be on our podcast. And again, for making such a difference and just thank you for letting us celebrate you with this Women's History Month
and so all that you honored. Have done. Oh my goodness. My life has been a wonderful life. I still think my two greatest contributions are my sons, mm-hmm. Alan and Jonathan, who were educated here and have been very successful in their life. And also, they've learned to give to others, and they're involved in a lot of community events, and also helping in a variety of ways. My son is a member of a group that he started first by collecting coats for winter, mm-hmm. and then they formed into an organization and now have money to support all kinds of needs. Sometimes children with asthma going to mm-hmm. camp, warm places to stay. So it's because of this wonderful community and their acceptance of us. And I dearly love that I live here and have been part of all the great things that we're doing. Thank you.
Well, so many have learned from your example and certainly the difference that you have and continue to make here on the west side of Indianapolis. Thank you, Mrs. Lewis, for chatting with me today. Well, coming up, good luck to our boys basketball team as they advance to the semi-state tournament tomorrow and take on Center Grove in game one. That's going to be at 10 o'clock at the historic Newcastle Fieldhouse. Then they'll take on the semi-state championship game, which will be played later on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. If you can't make it, make sure to tune in to Giant 90.9 FM or online. Not that I need to remind you, but spring break does start today, March 18th through March the 29th. And just a reminder that Mrs. Lewis just gave us, during spring break, make sure you find joy and try to learn something new. Don't forget to mark your calendar for the eclipse coming up on April the 8th. Just a reminder that all Wayne Township schools and buildings will be closed as we celebrate and experience the full eclipse on April the 8th. Also, make sure to check out all of those resources that have been linked in today's message so that you can continue to be prepared for April 8th. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in April the 5th after we return from spring break for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to remind you of our mission to activate and accelerate student learning and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have an absolutely marvelous spring break.